question about the Big 12, Kurt. The Pete Thamel piece in Sports Illustrated, you know, sort of awoken some people. Prater and I have rehashed this a thousand times. JP won't listen to me when I talk conference expansion. Prater, where are you at? You won't run in the paper anymore?
No.
Okay. But Thamel did not identify Boise State as being a potential. So either through his contacts or his work or who he visited with, he didn't see it as a possibility. So what are the weaknesses of the university, or what are the strengths, and what is an approach to ever get on their radar? Obviously, two teams got on the Mountain West radar because they had a meeting about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I don't always believe what I read, and I don't know the gentleman who wrote the article, and I'm not sure of his sources, and so I can't question whether or not that's true or not. But, you know, we talked about this a while back on the show in terms of what we can do to make sure that we're prepared if an opportunity like that may come along, and I think we continue to do that. That's my focus. That's our coaches' focuses, our staff. Our president is making sure that our university is situated in the best possible way, regardless of what opportunities are ahead of us. And, you know, I'm proud of Boise State in terms of the things that I think are important. I think we're growing. I think on the academic side, our research is increasing. We're creating more graduate programs. We have a vibrant campus in an unbelievably good city. We have, most of the time, a football team in the top 25. We've got a basketball team right now with an RPI of 65. I think those are all attractive things to any conference that's looking to expand. You want to talk about GPA or APR, graduation rates. We're in the top 20 in the country right now. So I just know this. We've got to make sure that we focus on the things that we can control, and I think we're doing that. And should any of this conference expansion become an opportunity down the road, whether Boise State's involved in the conversation or not, we'll decide whether or not that is something that we're truly interested in, and we'll make our case. And it really doesn't bother me that our name isn't listed in that right now, because I'm not sure of what the source is. I don't think that writer has reached out to all of those schools and said, hey, did the Big 12 call you, or did the Pac-12 call you?
Absolutely
so
not.
I really don't take that too seriously. It surprised me. I'm not going to lie. When I read the article, I was a little surprised that we weren't mentioned. I don't know the reason behind that. It could be as little as geography, you know? I mean, we're not real close to a lot of those schools, but I know this. If a conference is going to expand and they're looking for one or two teams to join, I think Boise State brings a lot to the table. And
all right. May I ask you a question on this, Kurt? If in the business of selling, is it better in the situation of conference affiliation to not approach and hear no, but to sit back and be ready in case there's a yes?
I think it's probably a mixture of both. You know, one of the things I think that people forget a little bit about, or maybe just don't realize sometimes, we're really happy with the Mountain West Conference right now. I think it's very competitive in a lot of sports. So I'm not talking about this because we want to leave this conference. All I'm saying is that at the end of the day, if there is an opportunity and we feel as an institution that we're ready for something like that, we're going to make our pitch. Are we ready to do that? Absolutely. But I can't tell you right now that, you know, we want to go here or we want to go there. And for now, like I said, we can only control what we can control. And we're going to make sure that we're doing what we have to do to be the best that we can be. And when an opportunity arises that we think is a good fit for Boise State, we'll make our case.
The next step, very incremental step in a long process, will be meetings in January. I'm assuming it's athletic directors, and I don't know if presidents are getting involved at this point.
Are you talking about the NCAA convention?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, this will be my first one.
Okay.
But I think some presidents come. I don't think there's a lot of presidents at that. I know a lot of athletic directors are there and, you know, have an opportunity to catch up with some people I know, and it'd be a good opportunity for me to meet some that I don't know that I'm looking forward to.
And one of the agenda items will be the postseason conference championship game, whether you need 10, whether you need 12, whether you need one division, two divisions, however. Is all that stuff officially on the agenda, and do you expect those votes to actually take place, actual live results, and how do you see that impacting the future?
Well, it is on the agenda. I'm not exactly sure whether or not an answer is going to come from those meetings, but I do think it's a great opportunity for everybody involved to have a conversation face to face, and I think that's important. And I don't know exactly if there's a timeline of when that's going to be decided or not, but I'm sure it's going to be a big topic of discussion when we get there.
Here's another question from our commercial tower text line. I'm a BSU football season ticket holder. I've received an extensive survey at the end of the season. You asked me about hot dogs, bathrooms, you know, all the big survey you guys do. Mm-hmm. He said, never once did you ask my opinion about the late game times. I asked this so nobody asked me this stuff anymore.
Right.
About the kickoff times and the control or not control and the plan moving forward. So how do you answer that, and what can you tell us about it?
Well, I think we've gone over this a lot of times. You know, number one, we don't control it. It's a contract between our television partner and the Mountain West Conference. That agreement is through 2019. TV determines when we play and what night we play. And I've said it before, if we had our choice, we would certainly have our games earlier. I think it's better for our players. It's better for our staff. It's certainly better for our fans. And if we could change it, we would. But right now, college football is dictating how that happens. And, you know, we're not the only school that's going through this. I think you've seen the decline in attendance across the country, and I'm sure game times plays a big role in that. So,
Kurt Apsey is our guest. It's Ask the AD. Jeff Caves and Mike Prater here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Normally Thursdays at 5, but Kurt granting us the opportunity to do this today at 5. We appreciate that. Kurt, Nevada talking about making money on college football bowl games and all the bowl games that they've been playing in the recent past makes me wonder, did Boise State make money at the Poinsettia Bowl? I would have never dreamed it was anything but a loss, although the conference picks up travel, right?
The conference basically supplies you a budget, which we talked about last time when we were on here, and we've got to stick inside that. Really, the only way to fluctuate whether you make money or lose money is you've got to sell a lot of tickets, and you've got to watch what you spend. And so you can cut costs and sell a lot of tickets, and if we were able to do both of those things, which I think we did a good job of, we're looking at probably a break-even point right now, and I'm really pleased.
That's the goal. Is that how you go into it?
That's the goal for us when we're going to a game outside of one of the Big Six. And so, you know, the payouts for those really, in a sense, just cover expenses for going to the game. So if people are making money, they're only doing it two ways, in my opinion. And one is they're selling a lot of tickets to the game, or they're trimming the costs and the things that they spend money on when they go to the game itself.
When it comes to the expense side of this equation of bowl games, mm-hmm. what are the ones that guys can control as it relates to expenses? What are the ones you can control? Is it the number of people you go? Because you got to take a plane, I assume.
Well, you got to take a plane, that's for sure. You can certainly limit the amount of staff that you take. You can limit the amount of staff that you take that has anything to do with the football program, but we like to, you know, invite our coaches and the families as a reward of that season. We've done that ever since I've been here. So we ratcheted down how many staff we took to this one. I'll tell you, one of the biggest expenses we have is taking our band and our cheerleaders to this game. And that's a choice we make. That is something that we do have control over. But you guys, out of Mike, I don't know if you were down at the game or not, but I know Jeff was there. Our band made a big difference. And it's representation of our brand of Boise State, and I want our band, and I want our cheerleaders and our dancers there. I think that's all a part of our program and how we show and the level that we want to be at. And, you know, we do the best we can to take as many people as we can without losing money in the bowl game, and that's not easy to do. So if people or programs are out there making money in bowl games, you know, you'd have to ask Nevada, I think is who you mentioned, you know, how they did that. But the two ways that I know that you can help the budget is either selling more tickets or cutting costs. And I think we did a good job on both sides. But for us, this bowl game is going to be at the break-even point.
Yeah, and in the area of costs, number of people going is number one.
Absolutely.
Because that cut down per diem, hotel rooms.
Yep.
And the rest of
yeah,
it.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is when you go to these bowl games, there's a certain amount of hotels that you have to commit to. So we take that in. You know, for example, I'll take staff down there that are going to work with football, whether they're selling tickets. And, you know, not everybody gets per diem. Not everybody gets to go to SeaWorld. Not everybody gets to go to the zoo. So we do, I think, a really good job of watching that. The most important thing for me when we go to these bowl games is to make sure that our guys have the best experience. And that's where I tend not to try and cut a lot of costs, because I want to make sure that that experience for them is a great one. It helps us in recruiting. It's a reward for a successful season, and I think they deserve it. And That is the one area where we will try each and every year to make sure that that experience is as good as it can be for our players and our coaches.
All right, Kurt Apsey in studio. Ask the AD, and there's been a lot of questions asked of you, Kurt, from Mountain West Conference expansion or contraction of the game, and I can't even get to some of these other kinds of questions. But the Northern Illinois question came up about whether or not there would be a series with them. The athletic director was down there. He said on the air here that he'd like to talk to you about that. Yeah. I mean, what was any prospects there?
You know, Sean and I really didn't have a lot of time to get together. He was kind of doing his thing, and I was as well. And so we had about a 20-minute conversation when I was down there. We did not talk about future scheduling, but I'm certainly open to that. I think having something with Northern Illinois down the road would be terrific. They're a great program, and getting them here to Albertson Stadium and then being able to go back there and play from a recruiting standpoint, I think is good. So certainly something we wouldn't do, but that is not a conversation, at least to this point, that Sean and I have had.
Since we jump back on the football schedules, earlier you said that, you know, maybe in the next 30 to 60 days you'll have some news regarding 3 to 5 years down the road. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, very broadly, what is your non-conference policy? What is your personal philosophy about how Boise State should craft its non-conference schedule? Small, medium, and large? Somewhere in between? Let's go out and make some cash. Let's make sure we guarantee ourselves victories, a combination of all the above.
Well, I think there's so many things you have to take into consideration. You know, I think you want to make sure that you give your team the best chance to win. But when you do go out and win those games, I think it has to be against opponents that actually matter at the end of the day. And so I think we've done a good job of mixing in some really good teams. You know, we've got our conference schedule. Obviously, we've got BYU for another 6 or 7 or 8 years. I don't know exactly what that is, but and we've added all the teams that we've talked about. And so I would say the small, medium, large, Mike, is a really good way to put that probably. I don't think you can just run the gauntlet. I'm not a guy who says, you know, go play anybody, anywhere, anytime. I think you got to be real careful with that. I think that Brian Harsin, our football coach, has a lot of say in that. I certainly share that with Dr. Custer before we make those kinds of decisions. And, you know, we also want to make sure that we put together the most attractive schedule for our fans so that we can get them in the stadium and sell tickets, because that's how we support our program. So it's a mixture probably of all those things. And so far for us, I think going down the road, we've got some really, really exciting schedules upcoming. And the first one's going to start in 2016 with Washington State and BYU at home. So it'll be good.
The home openers, I mean, next year, Boise State's done a really nice job of getting these season opening games. A lot of times, neutral field games and big money TV games. Mm-hmm. Next year, not so much. Going forward, is the season opener a big deal for you? And would you like to have them at home? Obviously, you might want to do the national TV games.
Mm-hmm. That'd probably be a good question for Coach. You know, just kind of seeing how that staff looks at that. I think for us, going down and playing Louisiana the first game of the year this year, number one, is a great test for us. But I think it's also nice to get maybe one game under your belt before you go into a Washington State, and then you got Oregon State, and then you got BYU. So I think that sets up for us good this upcoming year. I think it just depends on the schedule in terms of who you play first. And, you know, a lot of times we've just right off the bat gone and played Virginia Tech or Georgia or something like that. And We've been lucky enough to be successful there. So I think you have to look at the schedule as a whole and really look at how you progress during the season. We go back to that 13th game. I think you take that into consideration in terms of how important that bye week is. As you guys know, this year's bye week was really helpful for us, just because we were able to get some guys a little more healed up and a little more healthy. So I think all those things you take into consideration when you're looking at the scheduling.